It's time to warm up before the game. This is Pat and Go with Paul Browning.
And welcome to Pat and Go with Paul Browning on KPPF. I'm Mike Lewis, along with DJ on the ones and twos. And, of course, Paul Browning, Colorado Springs native, former NFL player. Paul, we have to ask you the question because this is your show. You came up with the name Pat and Go. What does Pat and Go mean?
Pat and Go is the warm-up. High school up to the NFL, it is the warm-up that we all do. So it's Pat and Go because it is the warm-up. Then we got to do Pat and Go before we even kick off.
So you can walk up to any football player and say Pat and Go and they know what it means.
They should know what it means, 100%.
Great explanation.
Welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I'm your host, Paul Browning. You know the vibes. We are back once again. It's week five, y'all. Week five. I've got to my left Mike Lewis. He's in the building ready to talk football. We've got DJ on the ones and twos. You know, at some point we're gonna get some turntables in here, so we can scratch.
I'm gonna elbow you in.
Yeah, you know. Hey, you know, we were able to fit it. We got our new banner back here. I hope everything looks good to y'all. Everybody watching on YouTube.
I feel like Vanna White.
You know, hey, there you go. For those who are just listening on the radio or on Podbean, what's up? Good to hear from you guys. For those who are watching on YouTube, though, please like, subscribe to our YouTube channels, KPPF Radio 1040 AM and Pat and Go with Paul Browning. From there, you guys will be able to get all of our content, a bunch of exclusive content, but most importantly, you'll be able to see our beautiful faces. So that's the way we get started.
Behind the scenes was really good last week.
No, yeah, behind the scenes, we were able to get into a little bit of Tom Brady talk. Make sure you guys go check that one out on our week four. There's just good content that we have. So when you guys are able to go back and revisit some of those things, hearing us talk about the rookie quarterbacks when we were with Warren McCarty and, you know, some of our fantasy updates, those are some of the things that you guys are going to want to jump back and tune back into.
And those fun mistakes that you like to forget.
Oh, wow. Yeah, definitely. Short memory. Speaking of where we're trying to go with this week five, we're into October football now.
We're going into the high point.
It's time for the High Point, recapping all the highlights from the past week.
Brought to you by Lavish Lashes and Hair. Hair, clothes, and fashion at its best. Make an appointment, 719-367-7538.
Nice. You're just great with the phone number. So one of the things we want to recap just real quick, that Thursday night game, we did have the Rams going out to Seattle to play Seahawks. Rams were able to come away with the victory, 26-17.
Kickers couldn't do nothing.
It was actually, I think the game was a lot closer than the score might have said, especially at the beginning of the game. Some of the things that ended up happening, Russell Wilson got badly sprained a finger. Not soft at all. It's on his throwing hand, and, you know, he'll definitely be back. But Geno Smith was able to step in.
He did play well.
And he played really well. He did throw a pick near the end of the game to kind of seal it. But other than that, I mean, he was able to drive the team down on a 98-yard drive, cap it off with a DK Metcalf touchdown. Ooh. DK Metcalf playing some really good football.
Is he on Tyler Lockett.
Right? You know, Tyler Lockett is definitely, when we, you know, we talked to our fantasy insider, Brandon Gray, Tyler Lockett was definitely one of those guys that you should be wanting to pick up. But other than that, I think that's great for that Thursday night. If you guys had any takeaways with that.
I want to go back to last Sunday, though.
Yeah.
The big matchup that everyone was talking about.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah. Okay. So it makes me feel like, okay, do you have a game ball that is pointed towards that game? One, it was just exciting. When you talk about, we're talking about the Bucs and Tom Brady going back to New England playing the Patriots. The Bucs almost looked like they were going to lose that one, and I think we should have been paying a little bit more attention to that because Bill Belichick was able to throw so many different coverages. Nobody knows Tom Brady like Bill Belichick. And I mean, I think the Patriots came out Mac Jones, bald. So that's one of the things, I guess, were my takeaway with that game. Did you guys have any?
My takeaway was, you know, Brady, the team came together.
Yeah.
It wasn't just Brady.
Yeah.
You know, Brady was okay, but you know, that's where teamwork comes into play on that game.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was great that they came away with a win. I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
My game ball is for that game
and
how they stepped up for Tom Brady. And that's the way it felt, at least to me.
Yeah.
The running backs were running just a little bit harder. The offensive line protecting just a little bit longer.
No, it was an excellent ball game, and for the fact that it was a Sunday night game.
We all got to watch it.
Exactly. Yeah. Made it all the sweeter. I think that's one we'll be talking about much further into the future. Quick game ball for myself. I'm going to go Kenny Golladay with the New York Giants. Been waiting for him to have a game. He's an excellent receiver. Was an excellent receiver out in Detroit. Finally had his game. He had six catches, 116 yards receiving. No touchdowns, but was able to pull out that win to that the Giants needed, which, Mike, I'm going to throw it to you, man. I don't know how you do it, but you picked the Giants to beat the Saints. You made that pick.
You got a crystal ball.
Yeah, you got something going on, but you definitely picked the Giants over the Saints, and I like Kenny Golladay for that. Zeke Elliott was my second place. He had 143 yards rushing. Those Cowboys look like a very good football team. So
I was kidding someone the other day, a Cowboys fan, that said, could be Broncos-Cowboys Super Bowl, but we'll, I'm getting ahead of myself.
A little rematch, 1977. We'd like to see that. I wouldn't be mad at that.
I was 2 years old.
Yes.
Thanks, DJ.
Wasn't even a thought. No, my bad. Definitely. So one of the things I just wanted to touch on, so if the playoffs were to start tomorrow, and this is not including the Thursday night game because, you know, all the other teams need to play as well. If the playoffs were to start tomorrow in the AFC, the Chargers would be the first seed. Mm-hmm. The Bengals, the Bills, the Titans, the Raiders, the Ravens, the Broncos would round it out for
three
the AFC.
From the AFC West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Three from the AFC West. Who's missing out of there? We don't see the Patriots. We don't see the Browns. Mm-hmm. There's a couple teams that are missing out of there. NFC, we would have the Cardinals at the number one spot. We'd have the Cowboys following, the right. Bucks, the Packers, the Rams, the Panthers, and the Redskins.
Redskins just barely hanging on.
Right? You know, well, here's the thing. There's a whole lot, and Mike was making the point in pre-production, there's a whole lot of teams that are
on the bubble.
They're on the bubble. There's a whole lot of 3-1 teams, a lot of 1-3 teams as well. So it's kind of stacked up beyond that with the way that it would look. Are there any teams in that jump out to you right now? One of the things that when I looked at you guys, I said, okay, the Chargers, do they scare you guys in the NFC, in the AFC West?
Is that absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, they just demolished my teams.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. This is real.
Sting.
This is real. 100%.
Yeah, Chargers, Broncos, and the Raiders all 3-1 in the West.
Yeah.
I mean, so yeah, the Chargers are real, it looks like.
And then let's not forget, the Chiefs are still in that division.
Yeah. But I will say that I have the Chargers losing this weekend. Mark my words.
Hot take. Definitely. But other than the Chargers, were there any other teams that kind of stick out to you guys? Maybe surprise you guys when you look at this list. I know everybody's going to look at this and go, dude, man, we just finished week 5. Don't be telling me about Super Bowl just yet. That's totally fine. But just to play around, any of those teams kind of stick out to you?
I'm a little surprised that the Panthers are still hanging in there, but but they are playing well.
Yeah.
Balanced football.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Stephon Gilmore, that was the big sign for them, or big trade that they were to get there.
Which is just crazy.
We'll get to that.
And, you know, I guess Cardinals, the only undefeated team in the league now. So I guess that's kind of a surprise.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it plays out this week.
We will.
There's a lot of talent there.
Oh, yeah. NFC West, AFC West, two of those toughest divisions in football. But other than that, let's take a short break. That is going to stop the high point for us, which is brought to you by Lavish Lashes and Hair. Hair, clothes, and fashion at its best. Make an appointment at 719-367-7538. That was a pretty good phone number. No. we'll be right back. This is Pat Go with Paul Browning.
There's over the middle. Intercepted. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
Welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I am your host, Paul Browning. You know I'm with the gang right now. I've got Mike Lewis to my far left. And then we have DJ on the ones and twos. He's also hooking it up. You know, the levels are right and everything. And y'all are hearing us all out in the YouTube and the Podbean. So
Never mind the radio.
You know. But no, if you are listening on Podbean, thank you. If you are listening on the radio, thank you. If you're listening on YouTube, make sure that you please like and subscribe on both YouTube channels, KPPF Radio 1040 AM, and also at Pat and Go with Paul Browning. Now, it's time for us to go under the hood.
It's time to go under the hood. We're taking an in-depth look at the topics on and off the field that shape our game.
Now, as we go under the hood, we are going to talk to a special guest. I am so honored to have him on here. This is some real big-time star status here, okay?
Former Pittsburgh Steeler and Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Let us welcome Anthony Trucks.
Okay, Trucks, hey. I don't know if that was probably one of the best.
I'll let it go. I'll let it ride.
Definitely. So on top of being a former NFL linebacker, I mean, we're talking American Ninja Warrior. We're talking international speaker. You also host podcast, All Shift. I said shift, yep. Y'all. I said shift. And Also the founder of Identity Shift Coaching. Hmm. Now, you were on Good Morning America just recently?
I was, man. Look at you doing your research.
Look, man, I do my homework, man.
Yes, I was on GMA. I got to hang out with those people in the morning.
How was that experience?
That was really pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. It was professional because what they do, but it was a good like 5 minutes of time. I'm not going to lie. At the end, she goes, I really liked his voice. I could listen to him talk all day. And that was all I needed for the episode. Done.
you just...
Forget about the book I was talking about.
My work is done here.
So just take that little splice, that little part of what she said. I could listen to him all day. Put it at the intro. Definitely. But the book you have coming, tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, the book came out August 24th. It's called Identity Shift Upgrade, How You Operate to Elevate Your Life. And it's giving people a look behind the scenes as to why identity is so paramount to success and how to shift it.
And Anthony, when you say identity shift, can you please explain what is it you mean by that? I find this topic fascinating.
Me too. It's why I write about it, man. It's so at the end of the day, I find we're in this world where everybody knows a lot of stuff and has access to it at your fingertips. However, we don't have more success. In fact, we have more unhappiness. And so I was like, well, what's the separation? What's the difference? And I find it's not what you know, but who you are with what you know. And so when we go to the core of us, and it sounds like philosophical esoteric, it's really not. If you think about it, every day our life is built through micro actions, what we do, what we say, how we handle things. And a lot of those are unconscious. We just do it, right? We call it habits. We just do it. Reality is like, it's part of who you are based on how you believe, how you see things. So if you can go and control this thing that's controlling you, identity, change your life. And so when I look at shifting it, it's saying, hey, who have I been up to now? And who do I want to become for the future? And then we kind of dial it back and walk you through how you do that.
I feel like that's something that's huge for everybody can take that in their own aspect. But definitely when we talk about Pat and Go, this is a football podcast. But when you talk about football players from down from the high school level, college, all the way up to the pro level, that is something that I feel like we all have to deal with when the time comes, when it's, hey, you are not a football player anymore. And it is such a tough shift. It's tough to go, okay, I've been doing this my entire life. Right. I'm this person.
No, I can't.
And now I'm not. Where do I go from here?
Stuff, man. And the thing is, while it's a football podcast, everybody has life that lives this way. Like it's an interesting shift into it. Cause when you're first a kid, you don't believe like I'm a football player until you're just dope. Like Paul Browning. And then all of a sudden you play the game and then the game leaves you and you're like, well, who am I without this thing? And this happens if you leave the military, send a kid to college, you leave a job, get a new job. It just happens. And at that moment, you can't do that thing anymore. We were met with, well, who in the world am I without this? And then the actions adjust. The life goes downhill sometimes, right? But those who take advantage of understanding that, hey, I've already done this before, just did it accidentally and took the long, hard, and more costly way. When you take control of it, man, you can actually create whatever you want in life. So yeah, everybody battles with this. A lot of athletes do, because when you can't play the game, it sucks, man. Just overall sucks.
So even with going, I want to backtrack a little bit more, go a little bit more into your life, your story a little bit. I know you've been able to share this story with so many different people, changed a lot of different lives. Tell us a little bit about your background, getting into the NFL, dealing with injuries, and getting into now you're helping so many people with your coaching, with identity shift.
Yeah, man. So I guess the football thing was one that was a long shot for me as a kid. I was given into foster care. So I grew up in a really heinous, difficult situation, grew up in a really poor area, was the only black person in an all white family, adopted at 14. So 11 years in the system, given away at 3. And so I just kind of had a lot of things to kind of sift through. Eventually found my way in football, found myself, we'll call it, and found a way to build up this guy to where I felt like the football player, which transitioned into college football, did well, had a kid at 20 years old, met my real dad at 21, played, actually started my true sophomore year at Oregon. So I found a way to like beat out the 5th-year senior. So like I built, man. And then I got to the point where I got blessed with the NFL, and then NFL, as you know, not for long. You get in, you get hurt, you get out. And so in my 3rd year, man, tore my shoulder, came home and had a massive crisis and lost a lot of myself. But that journey was one of multiple levels of who in the world am I? How do I show up for this? And that was just a kind of like the story of my life, which is, I think, why when I left the game and my life came tumbling down, I was suicidal, divorced, 3 kids, you know, just all this craziness that I looked in and was like, man, it's not a matter of what I know, because I know what to do. We all know what to do, right? But I wasn't doing it. I was like, why can't I? And I didn't feel like the guy who did those things. And so I had to go back to the drawing board and build that guy. The more I built that guy, the more I found like, hey, this is something that more than just me of humans is dealing with. And if I could find a way to codify it and then teach it, I could help people. And so it's what I did, man. So it's become this kind of labor of love and a journey of weird. Like it's interesting to go through and go, you know what? All the hard stuff that I experienced, I didn't like it, but it's useful now. Like I hated all of it at the time, but now I can do something with it. And that's kind of how I've lived my life in a way where I can actually go back to companies like T-Mobile, PayPal, and Amazon and coach and teach their people and everybody how to make these shifts and build a cool life.
And Anthony, you also were talking DePaul, and you mentioned, you know, once an NFL player, now you're not an NFL player. That's an identity. But something that came into my mind was that could also affect someone who maybe lost a significant other. Maybe you lost a spouse or something like that. I mean, and your identity was so bonded to that person. So what you're teaching people has so many different aspects and ways to move forward.
100%. I mean, to be honest, I don't actually target or you know, focus my efforts towards just athletes, because I mean, athletes were people. We just have a different job, you know, a different experience. But you're right. Literally anytime something happens by choice or by chance that upsets or shifts your life out from underneath your feet, you are met with this moment of, in the world, do I do? Can I do it? You know, is this something I'm going to fall on my face? Like, we get questions upon questions, and most of them aren't good. The majority of the questions, the majority of the assumptions are, you're not going to do well. And so we lead into our life with this energy and this heavy weight. And the reality is, we've already done well. Every single person who is living in, right now, listening to this, has survived 100% of their hard days. Everybody has, right? That basic knowledge, it's like, all right, well, what did I do to get here? And we all just think, oh, I just lucked into it. No, you didn't. It did something. And if you can go take a look at what that was, you can do more of it in the future to fix things.
This had brought me to where you are at currently in your life. You're doing a lot of great things. You're really inspiring a lot of different people. What would be something, if you could go back to young Anthony Trucks, just give him some advice, whether it was not on just life, if there was something you'd want to tell him a little bit about football, you know? Yeah. I know for me, I
would not that he would actually listen.
I know for me, when it comes to tell myself, you know, obviously football was important, but there's so much more, and I am so much more than a football player. Right. I would have told myself that at a younger age. But is there anything that you would have had to tell yourself at a young age?
There's a bunch of things I think I would have told myself, like, wash yourself, you stink. I think there would have, I mean, here's my real honest. I think there's a part of me that goes back and goes, I think the things that we as kids don't like is difficult. You know, our parents and our coaches tell us to do the hard things, and we just we're combative, man. We don't want to do it. I got to do it my way. And the reality is, man, if you could just settle in and listen to the people who've been farther ahead, just listen to the people, man. I think there's that missing gap. We've been doing this for thousands of years, and we've never figured out, how do you get a teenager to listen to you? Like, of all the things we've got, I could see you right now across the internet, but I can't get my son to do the dishes. You know? So there's this, if I could tell my something, I'd be like, bro, just listen to the people who care about you, who you respect, and let them guide you, man. Don't be this person that's got to solve the problem on your own.
Once again, we're listening to Anthony Trucks right now, former NFL linebacker, American Ninja Warrior. He's an author, podcaster, and inspirational speaker.
Obviously.
Yeah. Just doing so much. I do want to, we are in Bronco country, and this weekend we got the Broncos and the Steelers playing each other. Mm-hmm. So now you've come out to Colorado plenty of times with your work with the Pro Football Camp. I know we've had the same agent, but do you sway towards a certain team? Well, who do you got this weekend? Let's just leave it at that. Who you got this weekend?
First off, I'll answer the first question. Absolutely not, because I don't know, man. Once you get done with the game, the game's got done with you, you're not a big fan of everything. I love the game of football, but I'm a Duck fan. I'm an Oregon Duck fan. It's where I went. Besides that, man, everybody else can, we're not going to use bad words on here. At the end of the day, man, I love my teammates, great coaches, but I've had my fun experiences in the league with management and the organizations, right? So leave it at that. Second, I'd like to lean towards the Steelers. Here's why. There's a guy on there, Najee Harris, who's a running back who's from my same high school, man.
Wow, yeah.
And, good human. He's a good dude, and he's a beast, but he's stiff-armed. He took somebody's soul against the Oakland Raiders, bro. They still lost, but he put that dude to sleep. There's no way he wasn't in
the room. Don't hurt my feelings, man.
Are you wearing a Raiders jersey?
He's wearing a Raiders jersey. He's a Raiders guy.
I was just out in Vegas when they were playing. I would put it on the Steelers. Now, here's the thing, though. This is the one caveat. I know nothing about the Broncos, which goes to tell me they're probably not doing very much. So I'm going to go ahead and go with Steelers on this one.
Got it. Okay, I got it. Well, here, I'm going to let you know the Broncos are actually doing pretty good quietly. But I do want to touch on one thing, and I think it's really cool that you said that. It is real. When you leave the game, especially if you've been able to see the NFL, it's a little bit like a
glimpse behind the curtain.
A glimpse behind the curtain. And there's definitely, I know for me, I had to take almost 4 years away from the game to really like it again. And it wasn't probably until I was like, man, I think this would be a really cool show that we did, to where I really started to deep dive back into NFL and started starting to kind of love it again. But I think that's one thing that NFL athletes really deal with, especially if you don't, and not everybody gets the taste, that sweet ending. A lot of us, we retire and there's not a whole ceremony going on behind us, and there's not a whole applause and standing ovation. A lot of us retire very quietly.
Yeah. Slide into the back room. I'm the same way. I didn't watch a game for 3 years. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't want to do all this. Because part of me was like, I can do that. Nah, you know, like there's part of that. But then there's something where like, there's what, 1800 plus players at any given time. Name some. You know, like
right.
That you could probably maybe name, I was give you 200. There's still 1600 guys that no one knows their name. They're role players or doing their thing. So when they leave, no one notices. It was the guy in the back of the room that left it. Nobody really left the room. He wasn't on stage, you know? So not a good or bad thing. It just is. It's just the reality of the game.
And it all comes full circle because that's where the identity shift. We see a lot of that with football players. And I want to thank you for coming on and giving us time to talk with you and learn so much more about
this. This hit me up out of the blue. Like he's like, hey man, can you come on and like, 6 hours? I'm like, what? Yeah, I run a tight ship, but I was like, I got you, Paul, man. Let's do this.
You know what? And let that speak to Anthony Trucks, the fact that it could be a short notice and, you know, he was right there and able to hop on for us. So
helping us shift identities.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. The book is out in stores right now.
Identityshiftbook.com.
Congratulations on your new book.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. All right. That's going to do it for Under the Hood. When we come back, we've got some pictures for you guys. This is Pat and Go with Paul Browning. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you're liking and subscribing on KPPF Radio, 1040 AM, and Pat and Go with Paul Browning.
I like that kind of party.
All right, welcome back. This is Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I'm here with DJ on the ones and twos. We've got Mike Lewis. We are going to get you guys some picks. This is 50-50.
It's time for 50-50, our weekly predictions. These can go either way.
This is where Mike rules, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Mike, I don't know what you have, but you just have this schwammy thing going on where you just know what's going to happen. But 50-50 is brought to you by Castle Roofing, your pick. I see what we did there. For above all roofing needs, 719-799-0609.
You're getting better at that.
I'm getting after it. I'm telling you. So,
but I see Paul's on my heels because I'm only up by one. So
I'm on my way there. So if we go over the score for the picks, I'm 38-20. DJ, you are 28-32.
I'm evening out.
You're evening out. We're getting there.
That's because he's a Raiders fan. That's why.
The beef. I love the beef. Mike is at 39-19. So Mike is doing some really good picks currently. I do want to jump into a couple questions before we get into some of these picks. And I'm just going to fire them at one of you guys and we'll go from there. So DJ, I got a question for you. I know you how you feel about the Browns and they may be
on the cusp.
On the cusp. All right. Baker Mayfield has a labrum tear. Does that affect the Browns season?
It is in his non-throwing shoulder and it's only a partial tear. Mm-hmm. They're saying he doesn't even need surgery. I don't think it affects him very much. Yeah, it might affect him mentally. We'll have to see this weekend. But
okay, perfect. Mike, I'm going to fire one at you. Lions, Jags, still looking for the first win. Who gets their first win?
I'm going to go with the Jags.
You're going to go Jags, get their first win. Mm-hmm. In the next 3 weeks, there's an opportunity for both of them. But I think the Lions have a pretty tough schedule.
I say that the Jags get it against the Dolphins.
Dolphins. Okay, yeah, definitely. That's coming up. Then Justin Fields is officially a starter. DJ, does that make the Bears serious contenders?
No.
No.
He won against the Lions.
Yeah.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
They're having a tough season.
I remember Warren McCarty said that Justin Fields, if he's our quarterback guru, he said Justin Fields is probably the best quarterback in the entire rookie class. I know we all have some pretty high hopes for the guy, but that was just one thing there. And then, Mike, Denver was able to see both New York teams.
Right.
All right. Both New York teams were able to get wins last week. They're undefeated in October, huh? Who gets the second win? The Jets or the Giants?
I got to go with the Jets.
Jets? They've got the Falcons this weekend.
Yeah, that's why I said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't see either one winning in the next 4 weeks.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's going to be rough for them. But with that being said, I think it is time that we jump right into some of these picks. Starting it off, that is where we go, the Falcons and the Jets. So, Mike, you've got the Jets.
Yeah, I got the Jets, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the Falcons.
Okay, and I'm going to go with the Jets. Right after that, we're going to have...
That's in London, by the way.
That is in London. They're playing right now. So the Patriots and the Texans. Who we got?
I got the Patriots.
Patriots.
Texans just don't look They've got some issues, I think, so I'm going with the Pats.
Definitely. Now, this may be a steal here, but I know I am going to go with the Patriots, but I would not be surprised if the Texans at home can make some plays. We've got the Vikings and the Lions. The Lions going to Minnesota. I'm going to go Vikings.
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 Vikings all across the board. I like it. Then we have the Eagles heading up to Charlotte. They're going to take on the Panthers. I'm going to go Eagles.
Panthers.
Panthers.
I'm going Panthers.
You're
going
to go Panthers as well. I don't know. The Eagles are not a bad football team. But then we've got the Saints and the Washington football team. I like what I see from Taylor Heineke. He's an ex-XFL player. I love his story. I want to see Washington win again, and I think they will beat the Saints.
I think they're going to come marching in this week, Saints.
Okay, you got the Saints?
I got Kamara.
You got the Saints. All right, definitely. Then we have the Titans heading out to Jacksonville. This whole Urban Meyer situation has been absolutely crazy. And we were missed to have ourselves throw any flags this week, but Urban Meyer, you've really close to getting that flag for me. So I'm going to go with the Titans. I think they pull it off.
Got the Titans as well.
Okay, I'm going against the Green Jaguars.
You're going to go Jaguars. Urban Meyer gets his first win with the Jags, and same thing with Trevor Lawrence. We're waiting to see that. Dolphins and the Bucks. I'm going to go Bucks.
Oh, got to go with the Bucks on this one. Yeah.
Dolphins are struggling everywhere.
Sorry, Jacoby Brissett, man. He's out there dealing with it. Bucks across the board. We've got the Packers and we've got the Bengals. This is actually one of those games where I'm going to jump off a ledge. I've got the Bengals.
I'm going Green Bay.
Green Bay?
I've got the Pack.
Got the Pack. All right, definitely. I like how big the Bengals are playing. They are at home. I think this would be one of those games where the Packers might slip up. Broncos, Steelers. I'm going to go Broncos going out to Pittsburgh and getting the W.
That's what I got too.
Okay.
Yeah, and the Broncos, of course, we had Bridgewater out with the concussion protocol now, but I'm still going to stay with the Broncos.
But Locke has had a full week of practice.
Yes. So, yeah.
That helps him.
We're still waiting to see if Teddy is absolutely ruled out. He's not completely ruled out just yet, so that may be something that happens. We have the Bears, Raiders. I'm going to go Raiders.
I'm going Raiders.
I'm with you, DJ. Raiders.
Okay, so this should be a 4-1 matchup. 4-1 matchup.
Khalil Mack cannot get it done in the Death Star.
I like it. I like it. We have the Chargers and the Browns. I like the Browns, but I'm going to go Chargers.
Got to go with the Chargers after we just talked about how good they are.
Mm-hmm. I'm going with the Brownies.
I like it. Definitely going with the Brownies. We've got the Giants and the Cowboys. I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys.
Without a doubt, Cowboys.
I already said the New York teams do not win
in the next 4 weeks. Yeah. No, I got you there. And then we have the Niners and the Cards going up against each other. 49ers heading out to Arizona. I've got the 49ers.
Cardinals.
I've got the home team.
Got the Cardinals. All right, cool. And then we have the Bills and the Chiefs. This is the Sunday night game. I am going to go Bills in Arrowhead.
I'm going with the Chiefs because I think they're looking at the AFC West and says, we better get a win here.
Yeah.
The Bills are just lighting it up, and their defense is playing lights out.
Yeah. Okay.
More Mahomes magic.
Yeah, no. Wow. Nah, that's tough. Sorry, Patty Mahomes. Then we have that Monday night game. We've got the Colts and the Ravens. To me, the Ravens were the best team in September, and they continue to look like the best team. All the close games that they were able to win and even the close games that they lost, they've been a very good football team. I've got the Baltimore Ravens.
Ravens.
Now, the Colts are a really, really good team, but there's something missing, and I'm not sure what it is. I got the Ravens.
Wow. I like it. I like it. That's going to wrap it up for our picks for 50-50, brought to you by Castle Roofing, your pick for above all roofing needs. 719-799-0609. Please like and subscribe to all of our YouTube channels, KPPF 1040 AM and Pat and Go with Paul Browning. You can also listen to previous episodes on KPPF Radio on the Podbean platform.
Guys, is that a wrap?
That's a wrap.
All right.
I really appreciate you guys. We continue to do this thing, and I'll see you guys next week, week 6.
Pat and Go.
Pat and Go. Thank you.
This is Pat and Go with Paul Browning.